USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats cannot win their argument on the merits. They cannot win on precedent, so they must search and destroy.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, during her briefing on Tuesday, McEnany continues.
Don Lemon said the quiet part out loud last night. He said this: we're going to have to blow up the entire system if the president does his job as outlined in the Constitution.
Hearings continuing in Washington, D.C., one of them taking a look at the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying the Fed is continuing efforts to alleviate the economic fallout.
We remain committed to using our tools to do what we can for as long as it takes to ensure that the recovery will be as strong as possible and to limit lasting damage to the economy.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Beta has been downgraded to a tropical depression after making landfall last night along the Texas coast. Heavy rain continues today with some flooding in the Houston area.
We're kind of getting to that point now where the creeks and the bayous are getting to their breaking point. We just cannot continue to dump rain on top of these watersheds.
Harris County, Texas Flood Control District meteorologist Jeff Linder. The NFL is handing out some hefty fines, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The National Football League is fining three of its head coaches for not wearing masks on the sidelines last Sunday. ESPN reports the Broncos' Vic Fangio, Seahawks' Pete Carroll, and the 49ers' Kyle Shanahan have all been docked $100,000, and each of their teams has been fined $250,000.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New Yorkers are reacting after the Justice Department declared New York an anarchist jurisdiction, which could lead to cuts in federal funding. Mike tells NBC News what he saw was anarchy in terms of the looting on Fifth Avenue.
You pay taxes for law and order, and people can come in and just smash your store and loot the store. I mean, who's going to pay for that? You know, now these poor people, they lost their business, they lost everything. Where are they going to get the money from that?
Now, someone who is dealing with violent protesters, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is announcing legislation against protesters with penalties he compared to a ton of bricks raining down on them. DeSantis, speaking to reporters on Monday at the Polk County Sheriff's Office, said the bill would provide mandatory jail time for those who hit law enforcement officers.
We took action in Florida when all this was happening at the beginning of June. You know, I immediately brought up the National Guard. We have highway patrol strike teams that were there. We actually prevented them from taking over roads because we had things done. But I also thought to myself, okay, we handled it right. We had a lot of mayors, quite frankly, who did a really good job. But I'm like, do we really want to keep playing whack-a-mole? I mean, once somebody throws a brick at a police officer during one of these demonstrations, and then they have to go immediately to jail, they're going to stop.
DeSantis making those comments on Fox News. The bill will be taken up by Florida's majority Republican legislator during the 2021 session. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.